one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for joining us. Okay, may I have a motion to recess the regular business meeting to conduct the public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 school budget? Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. All in favor? Against? Passes 5-0. Mrs. Rodden? 6-0. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Rodden?
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We're going to begin with a report from our student delegates. We're going to go into right now this portion of the meeting, the first public hearing on the proposed school budget. So we have a presentation up here that Dr. Daly and I are going to present. Do we have a clicker?
We have the clicker.
Perfect, okay. So this is the annual budget hearing. This by law has to be done within a certain number of days before the official school budget vote. So tonight we're going to be presenting on the proposed 2019-2020 school district budget. I'm going to let Dr. Daly take this first slide that we see up in front of us.
Basically let me back up. When you walked in, on the right are copies of the budget, comparing current 18-19 to proposed 19-20, as Mrs. Rossi stated. The budget hearing is a legal requirement that we have to fulfill. What's up on the screen is one of probably three or four slides. It shows the 18-19 current year budget compared to the proposed 19-20 in broad categories, including salaries, employee benefits, equipment, supplies and textbooks, contracted services, BOCES services, and debt service and interfund transfer. You can see the amounts, the total dollar amount, the dollar change, and then the percentage change from current year to proposed 19-20. Overall, the proposed budget will increase $1,815,052. That is a percentage of 3.42%.
Budget to budget.
What's on the screen is just, it's giving you an idea of what percentage each of these categories represent of the total that's presented in a visual format, a pie chart. You'll see here salaries and employee benefits, not surprisingly, account for approximately 70% of our budget and of most school districts' budgets. Here you have revenue tax rate schedule. The budget is a two-sided process. On one side you have the expenditures, on the other side you have the revenues. The two at the end of the day have to equal. And here's how we get to that point. You see we have our state aid on top. We're proposing an increase in state aid of looks like 10.55%, which seems high, but most of that is in the area of building aid. Our expenditures for building aid, which makes sense, we just completed a $26.6 million construction project, we're now paying for it. So just as the expenses have increased, so too has the aid to offset those expenses. You have other income. That other income, the lion's share of other income is the debt that we collect on behalf of the Babylon Village Library. So we have to forward that to them. We borrow for them. They don't have the statutory authority to borrow, but when they did their improvement project back, I'd say probably 7-8 years ago, they went out and we borrowed for them. They have to pay us back. We have to in turn pay that to the companies that lend it to them. $1.6 million of fund balance will be appropriated to offset revenues. Total property taxes, and that's the amount per the formula that we can increase the current year tax levy, that is 2.13%. You can see again, annual current year, 19-20, up 3.42%. Now, the part of this slide that most resident taxpayers are interested in is that on the bottom. We do a projection here of the current year tax rate and the proposed tax rate. There's good news here. On May 1st, we were just notified of the tentative assessed value, and that's going to be increasing. So when your assessed value increases, the tax rate goes down. The tax rate or the tax base has improved, so therefore the amount that residents are going to be asked to pay will decrease. So the total here, I didn't do a very good job explaining that, but long story short, the tax rate is only going to increase 1.18%. On the average home in Babylon, that would equate to $114.51 for the year, or 9.54 cents per month. Revenue presented as a pie chart. This slide illustrates how we have navigated the tax cap since it has come into existence. What I have in yellow is Babylon's numbers compared to Long Island and other Suffolk County school districts. Our budget increase, you could see 1920, our budget increase is 3.42. The average for Long Island, 124, Nassau and Suffolk County school districts, 2.5, for Suffolk, 2.41. Over the tax cap period, our total is 2.08. The average for Long Island, 2.38, and Suffolk, 2.40. Moving over to the tax levy side, our tax levy, our increase in our tax levy next year will be 2.13%. The average for Long Island will be 2.48. The average for Suffolk will be 2.75. You can see across the bottom, our tax level is slightly higher than that for Long Island and Suffolk. And again, that's due in large part to the fact that we had to introduce this capital construction debt that each year allowed us to exceed the 2%. And again, most importantly, if you look at the yes vote plurality on the extreme right column, each year we've been, well, actually 1 year we weren't, but the average is well over 70%. The vote, May 21st, 2019, in the East Gymnasium of the high school. The other thing that's important for residents to understand that you will see something different this year. There will be two voting items on the ballot. The first will be the approval of the budget. The second will be the approval of the Capital Reserve Fund expenditure. We're asking voters to approve a $500,000 expenditure from the Capital Reserve Fund. That will have no impact whatsoever on the tax levy or taxes collected next year. That's money that right now is in a reserve. But the district has to seek voter authorization to not only establish a capital reserve fund, but to expend from a capital reserve fund. So we have $500,000 of projects, primarily in this building, that if approved, we will do in the summer of 2020, because it will take that much time to get state approval and to develop a scope of work for the project. That concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so at this point, we will entertain any questions from the public on the proposed school budget before I adjourn the public hearing.
I've got a couple questions too.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the public first. So if anybody has any questions in the public regarding the current budget. Okay, Mr. Benson, do I have a question?
Can you just explain to the audience the difference between the tax levy and the tax rate?
Sure. I will try. It's probably one of the more confusing aspects of this is, you know, sort of commingling terminology. The tax levy is the total dollar amount that we ask the town of Babylon to collect for the Babylon School District. The tax rate is the amount each of the taxpayers, the tax rate is a mathematical factor that's applied to each of our taxpayers' individual assessed value. That varies because all assessed values are not alike. Obviously, the higher or the more costly, the more valuable your piece of property, the more you're going to pay. The tax rate is an equalization factor applied to all of the assessed values within the Babylon School District.
And one other thing, we've gone through a lot of expenses. briefly on the superintendent's, we're buying back the days from her. One of the things we didn't do is talk about the increases for central registration. Can you just explain that a little bit so the audience, if somebody picks this up, they have a clear idea of what we're doing and why?
Sure. We basically, each year, central administration, which I'm sure you're referring to myself and the assistant superintendent for instruction, the handsome gentleman to my left, we don't work by a contract per se, and of course the superintendent. We don't work with a collective bargaining agreement. We have a terms of employment, salary agreement, fringe benefit agreement that's renewed annually by the Board of Education. So typically the increases that are budgeted for and ultimately approved by the board for central administration are equivalent to those of the other bargaining units. And that's again, the situation that will take place this year as well. Sure.
Okay, any other board members with questions? Okay, see no further questions. May I have a motion to adjourn the public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 school budget? Mr. Montasso, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to reconvene the regular business meeting? Mrs. George, seconded by Ms. O'Brien. Raise your hand. Mr. O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien, all in favor? Okay, against? Passes again 6-0. Okay, moving on. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular business meeting of April 15, 2019, work-study meeting of April 29, 2019, and the special meeting of April 30, 2019. So, Brian, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to approve the Treasurer and Business Office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for March 2019. Mrs. Joris, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. Mrs. Rossi, superintendent's report.
Okay, take two.
Here we go.
Come on up. Thanks for being here tonight, everyone. I am going to make a request at the June meeting. We would like all student delegates who spoke this year to be here that night, okay?
Our senior high student council. Student Council will be rallying behind the junior class this weekend to help support Saturday's Color Run. Come to the Babylon Grade School on Saturday, May 18, 2019 for Color Run. Registration starts at 9:30 a.m. Run starts at 10:30 a.m. Run takes place along the 1.5-mile Southern Pond Trail. Runners of all ages are welcome. You will get messy. Local vendors will be present. Registration for runners is on-site for $10. Wear your own white shirt or buy the official Babylon Color Run shirt on site for $10. All proceeds will be donated to the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. The National English Honor Society sponsored its first annual story time and craft making event on April 15th, bringing students from all three schools in our district together for a delightful afternoon of reading and creativity. Additionally, we would like to thank students from NEHS for their support in preparing for another successful Poem in Your Pocket Day on April 18th.
The Babylon DECA chapter culminated our school year by sending two outstanding students to compete at the International DECA Career Competition in Orlando, Florida, April 27th through May 1st. Eric Corcoran and Kate Hannon placed in the top five of New York State DECA students in their events. There were among 22,000 high school DECA students from every state in the U.S. at this competition. Eric tested in hotel and lodging management and also analyzed two role-playing cases in front of judges. Kate Hannon tested in quick service restaurant management and analyzed two role-play cases before her judges. Both students had the opportunity to hear from the corporate speakers and participate in career and development workshops. An awesome conference helping our students to become college and career ready.
For the French National Honor Society, the Babylon chapter of the French National Honor Society sponsored its third annual Student Teacher Talent Showcase on Wednesday, April 17th in Roe Hall. Over 28 acts took the stage to raise money for the Be Like Brit Foundation. This organization runs an orphanage in Grand Guave, Haiti, built to honor the memory of Brittany Gangle. She was a student at Lynn University visiting Haiti on a humanitarian effort when the earthquake struck. Mr. Leach, Mrs. Oliveri, Mrs. Sharp, Ms. Schweider, Mrs. Stork, Ms. Tomei, and Mrs. Anderson performed with the students singing and dancing, all for a good cause. Mrs. Schweider and Mrs. Stork's art students created original portraits for the 66 children living there. The Honor Society is very pleased to announce that along with the original artwork, we will be sending $2,000 to the Be Like Brit Foundation. Mrs. Anderson's French students swept the vocal performance category of the Long Island Language Teachers Spring 2019 Language Contest. Performing songs in French and speaking about their experience with French music in class, each student created a video in the target language. Senior Isabella Gaskill took first place with a song based on the poetry of Victor Hugo. Senior Julia Drake took second with her rendition of La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf. Sophomore Lauren Wilkins placed third with her interpretation of Maman, a popular song by current French recording star Luann. These students received medals and certificates.
Over the spring break, Mr. Morandi and Mr. Rodasco led a group of 17 Babylon High School students on a national park tour in the Southwest. They hiked in Zion National Park on Easter, and Bryce Canyon and the Grand Canyon over the course of the week. Everyone had a wonderful time, and yes, the Easter Bunny was found at our hotel. On Saturday, May 4th, the town of Babylon and Covanta Energy honored four Babylon students through the Covanta Ecotech Scholarship Program as the town's Earth Day celebration. This program, open to any students residing within the town of Babylon, focuses on scientific research done in the fields of sustainable energy or environmental-based research. Two Babylon projects were awarded monetary scholarships. Juniors Aaron Corcoran, Madeline Graham, and Nicole Santucci earned a $100 scholarship for the effects of different concentration of oxybenzone on Ova lactua. Sixth grader Olivia Muller earned a $175 scholarship for investigating which material biodegrades the fastest in salt water. Addressing the environmental impact of degrading common household items in saltwater ecosystems. Olivia Muller placed first in the grade school science fair, advancing to Brookhaven National Laboratory's elementary science fair. Congratulations to all representing Babylon Science. We are looking forward to seeing your future endeavors.
For PBL and STEM classes, on May 23rd, all PBL classes and STEAM classes will be participating in the Cardboard Boat Regatta at Gilbo Beach. Students have been building their boats using only cardboard and duct tape and are hoping that their efforts quite literally float their boats. Students are looking forward to a fun-filled day at the beach. For fine arts, three more art students participated in the NYSADA portfolio review this month and received the highest rating of distinguished, with two receiving the distinguished with mastery rating. For high school art students, have their artwork entered into Assemblyman Mike LePetri's art contest. Babylon has five semifinalists in the eSchool Art and STEM contest that we mentioned last month. We hope to hear about a winner soon. The Babylon chapter of the National Art Honor Society will be holding their induction in art show on Wednesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. Please stop by Row Hall Lobby that night to see the artwork. Please stop by Argyle Falls on Saturday, May 18th for the Art by the Falls art show. Julia Drake and Ali Van Rossum have been sponsored by the Babylon Village Art Council and will have their artwork on display alongside professional artists. The show runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The art teachers are in the process of gathering artwork to include in the Visions Panther Tales End of Year edition. They are also collecting work to be included in the Baca Jury Art Show later this month.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
News and updates from around the district.
Okay. Well, the students who spoke covered a number of my things, which I won't repeat at a courtesy of time for everybody. But our incoming kindergartners were all screened last week. Screening was held on May 6th and 7th at the elementary school.
And to date, we have a little under 100 students registered for the incoming kindergarten class of 2019. On to mock trial competitions. Our grade school and junior senior high school mock trial teams both competed at the mock trial competition held late last week at the Suffolk County Community College Selden campus. We're proud to say that this was the first year that our 7th and 8th grade team was coached, and it consisted of 4 students who last year were part of our first grade school team, and they also gained 6 new members this year. The grade school team, which is in its second year, is coached by Karen Brennan and Lisa Necroto, and the high school team is coached by Marisha Scholl and Alyssa Chewinski. Both teams run through the extracurricular club program here at Babylon. This is an initiative that we really have spearheaded with the help of our principals. And the court cases for the competition are received by all teams in January. Obviously, a tremendous amount of time and effort went into unpacking and dissecting the cases while developing the arguments and the evidence for both the defense and the prosecution. I think from what I've heard, the judges who presided over the trials were very, very favorable on how our students performed at mock trials. So kudos to the kids as well as the team. And Mr. D'Amico, if there's anything else you want to say, but you were there during the day to see them. It was great, right?
They were just amazing. It's really impressive, as is their practices. I went to visit the grade school team a few times. They happen to have an attorney who's working with them, and it was like sitting in a law class. Really,
that's
amazing.
That's excellent.
Great job.
Wonderful. Congratulations also to the grade school first annual STEAM night, which was held late last week. It was a huge success. We had many parents as part of our K-6 PTA there, helping out and supporting, as well as teachers, all who came together to volunteer their time. Be on the lookout for pictures and articles, as we made sure that Syntax was on hand to capture the event. We thank the PTA and the grade school staff for co-sponsoring this wonderful first annual event. It was amazing. There were amazing stations all around, 3 locations in the grade school. A lot of kids on hand moving from station to station. It was terrific. I also want to mention about the Babylon Community Scholarship Fashion Show that was held last week. I want to thank all trustees who came out to support this wonderful annual event. It was so wonderful to see the students so excited to participate in the evening. I loved how the fashion show was run this year. They had each student come out, senior, and announce the future plans of that student. I thought that was a really nice, different touch this year. Also on Friday night, I attended the Best Buddies Talent Show, which was held here in Rogue Hall. That's one of the best shows all year. If you have not been to a Babylon Buddies Got Talent show, go to it. Special thanks to all of our student buddies, as well as the staff who helped organize the amazing show. Congratulations especially go to the children who performed. It was really spectacular for those of you who were able to join us. And then last but not least, tomorrow morning we have the annual ALS Ride for Life passing through Babylon. Mr. Goldberg and his team at the grade school every year get out with their t-shirts and their signs, and they cheer the riders on who are fighting Lou Gehrig's disease. And I believe they come through around 10 a.m.
10 o'clock. Yeah.
So we will be there cheering them on. So if anybody has time on their hands and wants to join us, feel free to come out. We'll see you there tomorrow morning. You've been doing that a number of years, right, Mr. Goldberg?
I'm sorry?
You've been having the ride there for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a while, and we always try to raise a few bucks to pass along to them. So we have a few different small little fundraisers, and it's really a great event.
It was terrific. On Saturday, I attended the ALS annual award ceremony up at Stony Brook University, and they were giving out checks to Stony Brook, hospital for ongoing research. So the money goes a long way. I think a check was given out for $67,000 to the hospital, and another check, for another group and scholarships. It was really it goes a long way for a very good cause, so thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're moving on to committee reports. Audit Committee, Mrs. Donaldson.
Hello, everybody. Okay, so tonight we are asking you to approve the internal audit risk assessment update and corrective action plan. I believe it's item number 11, and the report was included in the weekly update. The auditors will be back in district, I believe, the week of June 17th, and they will soon be completing their interim report.
Okay, thank you very much. Finance Committee, Mrs. Jores.
Finance Committee has nothing
All good. Okay. Yes. Buildings and grounds, Mr. Benson.
Thank you. Deputy Superintendent Dale talked a little bit about the other resolution, the resolution on the board, on the ballot this week, about the capital reserve fund. Again, that's not money that is going to be taken from anybody. It's been taken already to be put to good use. So that's something to keep in mind for our orders. Mr. Shirley, you asked a couple of questions the last meeting regarding the bond issue, projects that didn't get completed. This is not a complete list, we're working on that, but just kind of high level. First of all, there weren't that many things that didn't happen, but there was some cabinetry at the elementary school that didn't get done. There was some ventilation in the grade school that wasn't done because it was deemed not critical to the project. There was one tennis court that wasn't built, and then the grade school field wasn't done the way we originally planned to do it. It was on the drains and kind of different things. So those are the four highlights. We've reached out to SCC Construction Company to get a more specific list, but there may be one or two more items, but they're not a lot. So just wanted to make sure we follow up.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Technology Committee, Mr. Montalto?
We have nothing to report at this time.
Okay. Curriculum Committee, Mrs. Dell'Orba could not be with us this evening, but Mr. D'Amico, you went about
sure.
Curriculum, you want to make a comment?
So our next meeting is scheduled for June 10th at 3:15. This week, at this time of the year, we start dealing with our mini-grants. So this week, the application will go out by that meeting on June 10th. We'll be ready to start evaluating the applications and what comes in.
Okay, thank you. On Policy Committee, Ms. O'Brien?
Yeah, we have one policy up for a second reading and approval today, Policy 4600. And we did not have a policy meeting due to schedule conflict, so we're looking to reschedule that.
Okay, moving on. Are there any questions from visitors on agenda items only? If so, please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. Could you please explain item number 7 on the agenda?
Sure. Good evening. Item number 7 was negotiated at the state level when the elected leaders were negotiating the state budget with the governor. They enacted this, where this basically says that school districts are now permitted to put up to a level of fund balance into what's called the Retirement Contribution Reserve Fund. Years ago, districts were able to establish ERS reserves for employee retirement reserves. This is for a teacher's retirement reserve, to pay teachers out when they retire. Right now, without establishing this resolution, districts would not have that ability. If there's anything else you want to add, Dr. Daly, about this, but this was enacted by the state that districts are allowed to.
So currently, there wouldn't be a way for you to pay it out? Is that what it's
like? No, we do. No, we have.
No, it. Yeah. This is just as part of the budget that was adopted, the legislature created the legal mechanism to now establish a reserve for the teacher retirement system. Up till this point, you only allowed to establish a reserve for the employee retirement system, the non-teaching. The vast majority of the money is in the teacher retirement system. They now have provided the school districts with an opportunity to establish a reserve, and that's what this resolution will do.
Okay, well, in the future, if something like this, only because there's a lot of information on it, could we have like a little presentation, especially for people like me who like, that's a lot to be, you know, just we're going to omnibus this and, you know, prove it without any explanation. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions from visitors on agenda items only? Okay, any discussion from board members on agenda items? Mr. Bessenbeger, yes.
Quick question for me. Item number 8, the donation. Who donated?
That donation, hold on a second. That donation is from a company called Hat Trick. That's the name of the company that's donating it. The rep is Mr. Gavalis. They're donating 20 game sets to the PE program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the company is called Hat Trick.
Oh, I didn't get that from that.
Yeah, it's like a technological game that the kids can play and that the two PE teachers are very interested in. And we'll send them a thank you note once approved.
Okay, any other discussion on agenda items? Okay, see no further discussion. May have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 14. Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mrs. Jors. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. May have a motion to approve items 1 through 14. Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 6-0. Okay, any other business, Mrs. Rossi?
I just wanted to mention that the SCOPE annual summer meeting is August 8th. I will send that home again to the board to call your interest in attending that. Also, this week, I am making my way around the district presenting on the school budget, primarily to parent groups. We're at the PTA meeting tomorrow night. I'll be doing the full presentation to the parents. So I encourage parents to come out for that. The PTA knows I'll be there. And then finally, I do want to mention also, we have this going out shortly. SCOPE is in the process of making copies for our building, which you'll get also electronically from me. But the SCOPE Summer Enrichment Program for incoming students into grades kindergarten through grade 6 will run from Monday, July 1st through Friday, July 26th. Principals, I'm speaking to the elementary and grade school principals right now. When you get this, include this in your weekly e-blasts. I'll be letting the parents know in an e-blast from me this week that it's out and it's online. This way we can get kids registered. We'll be bringing copies of these to also the PTA meeting tomorrow night. Okay? It's a great program.
Trish, I just wanted to, just in terms of the business, I just wanted to echo what the superintendent said and what Mr. Gonzalez said. Everything was fantastic. The French talent show and the Battle Buddy show really was just extraordinary. I mean, it's amazing every year. It just keeps getting better and better, both of the events. You can see the joy that all the kids take in doing it. It's really, you know, a couple of the best nights that we have in this district. So just wanted to say that and put that on the record. It was really just phenomenal. Both of them.
Thank you. Any other business? Board members? Okay. Any representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. I see no representatives of organizations. Questions or comments from visitors, please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. At the April 15th board meeting, I asked about having the council speak as to the legality of issuing the line item budget codes prior to the board, or to the budget vote.
Okay, well, we did investigate, and it's not illegal to give this out, but since Mrs. Rossi's tenure, we haven't given out multiple copies, which they change along the way. We just didn't want any misinformation out there. But again, if you want to foil it on a regular basis throughout the budget process, you are welcome to do that.
Okay, well then that should have been addressed when I asked about it.
Well, that's why investigation was done, and that's what
budget,
I did.
When the budget was presented, because I asked about this back in January, and I should have been provided that information. If I had to foil it, I would have done so. Okay, and I think that's poor. poor treatment of the public. At times I get up at this podium, I feel like a fire hydrant in a dog park.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stark. I'm sorry. Any other questions or comments from visitors? Okay, seeing no further questions or comments, future board meetings, we do have a special board meeting that is on Tuesday, May 21st. That will be at 9 p.m. Okay, and that's the vote. 9 p.m.
Would be the library?
Well, I took out the word library. Usually we're meeting.
I mean, we've met actually in the gym.
In the each gym.
Yeah, we're going to meet.
Yeah.
So I'll be there promptly, you know, at 8:50, 8:55, or 9 o'clock. And a gentle reminder from Mr. Moncato. And then our regular business meeting will be on Monday, June 10th, and that will be here at 7:30 here in the library. We have a motion to adjourn. This is George, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. All in favor? Okay. Against, passed 6-0, time 8:05.